Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The angel of the Lord found Hagar near, I love this, a spring in the desert.
What a great verse.
Yeah, I know. It's so beautiful.
Spring in the desert. That stops us in our tracks.
It does, and it should. There's the sense of the miraculous. A spring in the desert, not many of those. You know, there were wells that could be dug, but a spring in the desert, yeah. I've been to the Holy Lands. You look for a very long time for any water there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple other beautiful things about this very short verse. This is the first time this phrase, the angel of the Lord, appears in the Bible. First time we see it. It means a theophany. God appears. In this case, he looked like a human being. It doesn't say he looked like an angel with wings and halos and a glorious raiment and all that. But I love the fact that God himself then found Hagar. So he went looking for her. She felt completely alone, but God has had his eye on Hagar from the beginning. Now remember, she's a woman, she's an Egyptian, and she's a slave. So at all levels, she is at the lowest common denominator in that culture. She would have been totally, I hate to even say this, insignificant to anyone around her, but not to God. And so God calls her name, Hagar, servant of Sarai. Now that would be scary. Okay, somebody shows up in the middle of the desert and knows not only your name, but your job description.
Mm-hmm.
Very scary. Now, the only thing I can come even close to this is when I get slapped with a "hello, my name is" tag at a speaking engagement, and I forget it's on there. And so, I stop at a 7-Eleven or whatever and pop my head in, and they say, "Oh, well, hello, Liz Curtis Higgs." And I'm like, "Oh, wow, do you read my books?" They say, "No, honey, I just read your name tag." "Oh, okay, well, it's not quite like that." But he knows our name. He knows our thoughts. And the angel of the Lord, asks these two great questions. Where have you come from, and where are you going? And you know, Bill, those are such good questions. It'd be worth us visiting on that a little bit, because this is what we have to ask ourselves. Where have we come from? What is behind us? And where are we going? Where is God taking us next? We get so honestly wrapped up in the present, the right now, the right now, the right now, and that's not all bad. You don't want to miss the present. But I think it's always worth saying, where have you come from and where are you going? Because both those places have God all over them. Whatever you've been through, God walked you through it. Wherever he's going to take you, he will take you through it, which means, of course, he's also in your present as well. But that was the questions that the angel asked her. Where have you come from and where are you going? So, big question is, how does she answer them?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it'd be tempting to make something up, because what she's doing is actually breaking the law. You're not, a slave is not allowed to just leave their master or their mistress. But sure enough, she's totally straight up. "I'm running away from my mistress, Sarai." So, wow, she gets a lot of points for that to me.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.